Natural Resource to order. And first, I want to tell you that the chair is having a little problem seeing this morning. So if I put on my shades, it's because I'm not being rude. It's the fluorescent lighting. I just wanted to explain that, and I apologize. We're going to start with a work session on House Bill 2513. So I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 2513. Patrick, do you want to bring us up to speed on that?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. House Bill 2513, we heard first on April 27th. It's the bill that requires the shipments of nursery stock be accompanied by a shipping permit number. Following that meeting, we had developed some Dash 1 amendments that are a rewrite of the bill. They require that commercial shipments and deliveries of nursery stock be accompanied by a shipping invoice or bill of lading, including the following: name and address of the owner of the stock, license number of the nursery, point of origin, destination of the shipment, description of the shipment, signature of the carrier or the carrier's agent. The Dash 1 amendments also authorize the Department of Agriculture to establish by rule a standard form for shipping invoices and requires the owner, carrier, and persons taking delivery of nursery stock to retain a copy of the shipping invoice or bill of lading for nursery stock. It provides exceptions for shipments and deliveries between two locations owned, rented, and leased by an owner. Following the drafting of those, we developed Dash 2 amendments, which are also in your packet. They do everything the Dash 1s do, but also the two changes made on that are on page 2, line 3, where it says that the department may make the form available. It adds the words "at cost," and I believe the department may be able to speak to that, the reason that language was added. And also, in section 6 on the back page, on page 2, you'll see that it says that the bill does, subsection 3 and 5 do not apply to it. It copies the language from the Dash 1s about the shipments of stock between two locations owned by a particular business, and also adds a subsection B, a commercial shipment or delivery of nursery stock in the possession of a business licensed by the State Landscape Contractors Board. And I think the department will be able to talk about both.
Now, when did the committee get the Dash 2s?
We delivered the Dash 1s yesterday afternoon. I'm not sure if we had.
So we have to look at the Dash 2s and the Dash 1s. Okay.
The Dash 2s replace the Dash 1s.
We can adopt the Dash 2s if everybody agrees that this is the language they want. It's the same as the Dash 1 other than what we explained.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. I want to call Scott Ashcombe and Dan. Oh, yes. Is it Kinkler? Thank you and good morning. If you had a chance to look these over, maybe you can tell us what you think of them.
Yes, Madam Chair, for the record, Scott Ashcombe with the Oregon Agricultural Alliance, and we were the requester of the bill, and thank you very much for causing it to be introduced. We're in support of the Dash 2 amendments, which are, as staff has ably pointed out, identical to the Dash 1s, with two minor changes proposed by the Department of Agriculture. What the bill does now in the Dash 2 amendments is simply codifies what wholesale nurseries already do. All wholesale nurseries, when they send a shipment of wholesale nursery stock off the nursery, they always accompany the shipment with a shipping invoice. And the shipping invoice contains an inventory of the nursery stock. It contains the name of the nursery from which the stock is being shipped, and they contain the destination to which the nursery stock is being shipped. And so in consultation with the Department of Agriculture staff, after the chairman appointed a work group, which included Mark Simmons of the Nursery Association and Chuck Craig with the Department of Agriculture, I met with them, and we met with their livestock person and Dan Hilburn here, the plant division manager. And concluded that, frankly, everything we needed was already being done by the wholesale nurseries. They do always ship an invoice with the nursery stock. So I just redrafted the committee print of 2513 to reflect what they're already doing. that an invoice has to accompany the nursery stock with that information in it, that a copy of the invoice should be left with the owner of the nursery stock, a copy of the invoice needs to accompany the driver or the carrier of the nursery stock, and a copy of the invoice needs to be deposited at the point of purchase or at the destination of the nursery stock. There's your paper trail. There's the trail that establishes ownership of the nursery stock in the truck for the purpose of the sheriff. By simply codifying what nurseries are already doing with regard to the invoice or bill of lading, as the dash two specifies, you're doing what is needed, and that is to create a cause of action for the sheriff to look into the truck. And that cause of action is whether or not the shipment is complying with its nursery license. So it's a clean way to do it. It doesn't put any additional burden on wholesale nurseries. The Oregon Association of Nurseries supported this, and I believe that Mr. Simmons called the chair and indicated that. ODA does not have a problem with it, except they did propose the dash twos, which have two components. On line three of page two, they've simply added the phrase "at cost" to the form. And what we basically agreed to do is allow the department to put together a form and then make that form available, that invoice form available to nurseries upon request. And naturally, Mr. Hilburn, being a fiscally responsible individual, wanted to make certain that they could charge for that form. With regard to the livestock forms, I believe the department charges $1. So it really is at cost. Chuck Craig had a concern about the landscape contractors a few years ago got out of their requirement to obtain a nursery license. And so he wanted to make sure that they were covered by the protections in this bill. And so he added on lines 14 through 16 of page 2 the exemption for landscape contractors that accrues to a landscape owner who's shipping his plant material from one property to another on his own place when they may not be contiguous. So that's really what the bill does. We support the dash twos, and we thank you so much for your help on this. It really is going to make a difference. And with that, if there are any questions you need answered, we'll do our best.
Do you want to add anything before we go to questions?
Dan Hilburn with the Oregon Department of Agriculture. I would echo what Scott has said, and I don't think I'll take up any more of your time. We also support the dash twos.
Great. Any questions? I'll take a motion then to Representative Roblin.
I'll move that we accept the dash two amendments to 2513.
Thank you. I have a motion to adopt the dash two amendments to House Bill 2513. Any discussion? Clerk will call the roll.
Aye.
Representative Byers?
Aye.
Representative
Rokas? Absent.
Representative Burley?
Aye.
Representative
Haas?
Aye.
Representative
Rogan?
Aye.
Chair Smith? Both aye. Representative Rogan? Or I guess we have to pass the dash two amendments to House Bill 2513.
I would now move, I don't see the fiscal on this, so I would move House Bill 2513-2, that for amendments, for the due pass recommendation to the floor.
Thank you, Representative Roblin. I have a motion to move the House Bill 2513 to the floor as amended with the due pass recommendation. Any questions? Any objections? Clerk will call the roll.
Representative Byers?
Aye.
Representative Bocas?
Absent.
Representative Burley?
Aye.
Representative Haas?
Aye.
Representative Roblin?
Aye.
Representative Sumner?
Aye.
Chair Smith?
Votes aye. Having received the required number of votes, House Bill 2513 as amended is passed to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Do you want to carry it?
Be happy to.
Be happy to. Representative Haas will take it.
Thank you very much. And I'll close the work session on House Bill 2513. Okay. We'll open a work session on House Bill 2930. And Patrick, do you want to?
Yes, Madam Chair. House Bill 2930, which we heard on Monday, May 2nd, directs the state forester to recognize the costs borne by non-industrial private forest landowners in the provision of public benefits through forest land management. It specifies the conditions under which the development of regulatory changes for non-industrial private forest lands will succeed. Attached, you'll find the dash one amendments, which were drawn up. I believe Christina McNitt is here and could speak to those, perhaps.
Okay. Christina, do you want to come up?
Sure.
Thank you and welcome.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Christina McNitt, and I have with me Paul Bell from the Oregon Department of Forestry, and we've been putting our heads together in the back of the room. House Bill 2930 did come to you at the request of the Oregon Small Woodlands Association, as did the Dash 1 amendments, which I previously testified my feeling that that was wordsmithing the original bill, and that we had no intention of adding a fiscal responsibility or cost to the department in the passage of House Bill 2930. But as we left it last time, there was not a fiscal impact statement yet available. And so I think that's partially why we're here today.
Okay. Patrick, do we have a fiscal statement issued?
Madam Chair, we have not received fiscal impact analysis from legislative fiscal office at this time.
Okay, and we've changed the referral.
Thank you. At the request of, after discussion, the committee staff prepared a letter to the speaker to request that referral be added to the Committee on Ways and Means. Since then, that the speaker has asked that we change that request for referral to the House Budget Committee, because the bills of fiscal impact, or that may have fiscal impact, or that need to be analyzed for fiscal impact, are going to the Budget Committee at this time. So we have a letter in hand from the speaker authorizing a motion to move the bill to the House Committee on Budget.
So if we move House Bill 2930 today, it's for the referral to the Budget Committee. Correct. Okay.
Do you want me to say something about the department's fiscal? Madam Chair, Mr. Bell and I have been talking in the back of the room, and I think we realize the problem is maybe the Department of Forestry hasn't yet submitted some fiscal information to legislative fiscal, which kind of caused a conundrum. But we have been having a discussion. I think we both agree that this bill really wouldn't have an economic impact, as we had meant it not to have an economic impact. But you, just as a committee, don't have the documentation to prove that, and we're looking at a deadline to move House bills. So we thought if we moved it to the Budget Committee, we could get this resolved behind the scenes. We'd be out of your hair, and we could move out of another committee at a future time.
We like the sound of that, don't we? Yeah. Well, maybe we should just open up if there's any questions from the committee, then. None? I don't see any question. I guess I'll take a motion, then.
Are we in a work session?
Was the plan to adopt the Dash 1 amendments?
With the Dash 1 amendments, right.
I'll move the Dash 1 amendment to the House Bill 2930.
I have a motion from Representative Roblin to move the Dash 1 amendments to House Bill 2930. Do I have any objections? Any discussion? Clerk will call the roll.
Representative Boquist?
Yes.
Representative Burley?
Yes.
Representative Hass?
No.
Representative Roblin?
Aye.
Representative Sumner?
Aye.
Representative Beyer?
Aye.
And Chair
Smith. Chair votes aye. We've moved the Dash 1 amendments to House Bill 2930. Representative Boseman. And this is a referral to the budget.
I'll move that we send House Bill 2930 to the Budget Committee.
As amended?
As amended.
I have a... You have a recommendation?
I was going to just go with that. I can go with the defense.
Yes, we would have to clarify either way, stay with either with a redesignation or without it.
I'll go with the redesignation.
All right. I have a motion from Representative Roblin to move House Bill 2930 as amended to the Budget Committee with a do pass recommendation. Any objections?
Madam Chair.
Representative Hatch.
Discussion?
Sure, discussion.
I very much support the idea of this bill, but I think with me, it's not so much the budget issue as much as, you know, the Department of Forestry and sort of in my own sense, too, that there's we already have a lot of this language in statute, and it feels a little bit redundant. So I just don't know why we want to, for lack of a better word, muddy up our statute.
Thank you. Any other? Representative Byer?
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I'll probably support it, but I'm not overly comfortable with the due pass recommendation. I'd rather it was just without recommendation.
Thank you very much. Any other discussion? Clerk will call the roll.
Representative Burley?
Yes.
Representative Hass?
No.
Representative Roblin?
Yes.
Representative Sumner?
Aye.
Representative Byer?
Aye.
Representative Bocas?
Aye.
And Chair Smith?
Chair votes aye. We've moved House Bill 2930 as amended with a due pass recommendation to the Budget Committee.
Thank you very much.
House Bill 2930. Representative Burley, how do we do a motion to suspend to let Representative Bocas
work? Can we reopen the work session on 2513?
We can. We can reopen the work session on House Bill 2513. Representative Burley.
Madam Chair, I move that we suspend rules so Representative Bocas can vote on the Dash 2 amendment as well as the 2513.
Madam Chair, I vote yes and yes.
We haven't asked you yet. I guess that we should have asked that first.
I hate to be a stickler, but we ran into some problems in the other committee where that requires a either a two-thirds vote or unanimous consent.
Yeah, he asked for rule, motion to suspend rules.
So, Madam Chair, if I can clarify, the motion to do this is if there is no objection, then it would be carried by unanimous consent, and it does require five members or two-thirds.
Okay. That's a good point. So do we want to restate the motion?
Yes.
Why don't you withdraw your present motion and restate the motion?
We redraw the present motion and move
that
rules be suspended
For
the purposes of allowing Representative Bocas to vote on House Bill 2513.
Thank you, Representative Burley. I need unanimous consent.
Without objection.
Without objection. Do you have an objection?
No.
No. Without objection. Clerk?
You can just gavel.
Oh, we can just. And Representative Bocas?
Well,
we'll
gavel for
you.
Okay.
All right. Madam Chair, I would be a yes vote on the amendment, and Madam Chair, I would be a yes vote on the main bill.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The clerk hasn't reported. We'll close the work session. Okay.
I think it's,
well, you create a lot of problems.
I'm not the one that asked the votes. I just skipped the whole thing and gone on.
Yeah, sorry.
No, I showed you his absent.
Yeah, you don't want to be.
I don't think you want to be. All right. Yes. Now we're going to open a work session on House Bill. We're going to open a work session on House Bill 2929. And Patrick, do you want to bring us to where we are on that bill?
Thank you, Madam Chair. House Bill 2929 is, which we heard in Sisters on the 11th and also on Wednesday, allows for the transfer of landowner preference tags for hunting deer or elk to be transferred to any person of landowners choosing. On Wednesday, we received Dash 2 amendments, which were, I believe, referred to as the 50% solution. They allowed for a transfer of half of the tags issued to a landowner as directed by the bill. That's where we stand at this point. Bill Donovan and Paul Rainey would be here to speak to.
I'm sure they are. Bill Donovan and Paul Rainey, do you want to come forward?
Madam Chair,
members of the committee. My name is Phil Donovan here on behalf of the Oregon Guides and Packers. I think I'll start off by thanking the committee for their generous indulgence of time in this issue. As we've raised concerns about the ability of guides and outfitters to have certainty for their hunting as they go out and market these trips around the country and around the state. We believe that the Dash 2 amendments before you present a very reasonable proposal. I think the committee administrator characterized it accurately. We're going to modestly increase the number of landowner preference tags from their current allotment to approximately allow half of them to be transferred. We know that there's conversations about potentially moving this to a work group because the Department of Fish and Wildlife is not comfortable with the legislation. I'll let them speak for themselves. The negative to that is that we'll be delaying the issue for another 2 years because the transferability of tags is set in statute, so we probably couldn't deal with this by rule. So we will be facing a delay. In addition, if we are to have a work group conversation, I think that it's important that the participants and the structure of that work group are thoughtfully considered. Perhaps the committee might indulge us a little more and send us back to figure out what that work group might look like and come back and report back to this committee before this session gets over. So we make sure that it's a fair composition and that it's simply not something that delays for the purpose of killing an idea, because we do believe that this is a significant problem. We think that what we brought forward to date is very reasonable. And I'll leave it at that. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for all your work on this issue. As you know, we have a conundrum on this committee as to how we want to present this bill and go forward. So are there any questions for these two gentlemen before?
Madam Chair,
Representative Hass.
I don't have a question, but I do appreciate at least the spirit of consensus in trying to find some middle ground.
Chair Smith, Representative Hass, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Same with me. I really would like to see some groups of people get together over something that they feel can be a benefit to both groups, and that's important to me. So I appreciate the fact that they're trying to continue to make that effort work. I hope that we can come to something that will work.
Thank you. Representative Further?
Thank you, Madam Chair. One of the things that I found interesting about this particular bill, if you will, is that it's a lot broader than just the LOP tags themselves, and I think that some of the points that were made during the various testimonies and meetings, I think have a lot of merit to them, and so I'm very sensitive to some of these issues, and I'd like to dig into this stuff further too. But I agree with you. I really want to make sure that we get the right folks at the table, people that can really make the decisions and make the commitments. But we also need to define what the real scope of this is going to be. And I think it's more than just the LOP tags themselves, I believe.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Why don't you stick around and we'll see where we go.
Why would we leave now?
That's true. Good point. Thank you. I'm going to call Fish and Wildlife, Ron Anglin, and Al Elephants, Oregon Hunters, Roy Ellicker.
Yeah.
Thank you, and welcome, gentlemen. As you can see, we're facing this dilemma on this bill as to what to do with it. So I kind of want your feedback on
Sure. Where
you think we need to go.
For the record, Madam Chair, my name is Roy Ellicker, Deputy Director for the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife. And on behalf of the department, I would say that Phil has characterized our concerns correctly as to the process. And I guess I just want to, listening to the comments already this morning, I want to assure this committee that in whatever work group design that we agree on, there'll be the full participation of the department, both in bringing the publics together and in facilitating any discussion or whatever role the committee would like the department to play on this issue.
Thank you. Brian, do you have anything to add to that? Al?
Madam Chair, thank you. For the record, Al Elkins, Oregon Hunters Association. I appreciate the concept of the work group. We're very supportive of that. I've talked to the chairman of my board yesterday and last night about this, and he's very supportive of it, too, and would be glad to participate. I think that Representative Burley, Madam Chair, hit the nail right on the head when he said we have to define scope because there's so many pieces to this, and he and I have had some discussions, and I agree with that 100%. We've got to look at the whole picture, the whole pie, if you will, and we're talking about access, we're talking about tags, we're talking about landowners, talking about damage, we're talking about all of those elements, and I think we need to look to really get a handle on the scope. We would be glad to be at the table. We more than want to be at the table, and we would also be glad to contribute some financial assistance if that becomes a hurdle for anybody. I certainly can bring that up to the board. I'm not authorized to say any dollar amount, but I certainly can kick that concept around with them if that is something that needs to be discussed at some future time.
Thank you. Any questions? Representative Burley?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Your ODFNW was, but I presume OHA was also part of the last damage interim work group, which was what after the which session was that after 03?
Madam Chair, Representative Burley, are you referring to the Wildlife Damage Advisory Task Force that I think was in 03? Oh, it was in 01?
01.
Mm-hmm.
And the landowner preference tags was brought up during that conversation, was it not? Was that part of that work group?
Madam Chair, Representative Burley, it was discussed within the group to some extent, and also for the record, Ron Anglin, Wildlife Division Administrator. It was discussed to some extent. There was not agreement on pushing forward with changes. I heard from representatives from the Cattlemen's Association that they wouldn't mind having a further discussion about it, but they certainly were not looking for major changes in the people that were providing information to me. And representatives from the hunting community seemed to be content with the program, but obviously they weren't the landowners. So there was some discussion about it, but there was not a concerted effort to within the group to take it forward to a higher level and a broader discussion.
Follow up for further questions?
No.
Representative Boquist?
Yeah, I'm trying to just look and, I mean, since we're discussing a work group or something, could you just define, we're talking about a work group during the interim, we're talking a work group for the next couple of weeks to look at it or go farther in the interim to come back with a recommendation, or just so I understand, I'm sure, since I'm the freshman here.
No, that's okay. I think we're trying to address an issue in a timely manner, and this bill is before us and has been before us several times, and part of the problem has been we have been unable to get these groups together to work on this. So I want to maybe appoint a work group today with Representative Burley heading it up and give him an exact time frame to put that together. And if he doesn't feel comfortable that the people are coming together, we can bring this back later this session. So my objective is to do this in a very timely manner and see if the parties are willing to compromise and come to the table. And if they're not, then I think we need to look at how we vote on this bill. Representative Burley.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I want to echo that because, you know, given the fact that we had this damage interim work group or whatever you want to call it, and this was tossed around then, I don't want to launch off on another big, you know, interim work group if we're just going to have the same stalemate. So I think what's important is that we get the parties together, like, you know, starting ASAP, and make sure we get the commitment that we're really going to deal with this issue this time, because we are coming up on the sunset on this program. You know, so we're either going to deal with it now or we're going to deal with it in the 07 session, but we got to deal with this at some time, so we might as well figure out what we want to do for the next 10 or 15 years.
Would you be willing to head up this work group and
be delighted to do that?
Do it within a very timely manner,
mm-hmm.
And would you all be willing to participate?
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
Yes. Madam Chair, just a question. I want to be sure I understand what the charge here would be. My sense would be we'd have an immediate work group to look at the list of participants and the scope and other particular issues that we'd all agree on, come back as a committee and all agree on that to set up an interim discussion to come back January 07 with some legislation to make some changes. I just want to be sure, is that what we're... What we're talking about, have an immediate work group right now to rework this bill and come right back here to try and pass a bill.
That's what we want to try to do. But if Senator Beyer has agreed to work on the access issues, and so if we can put a combination together that satisfies all the parties, then I say we can do that. And if that, you know, if we have to do that in the interim, then we have to do that.
Madam Chair, Senator Beyer's access work group is slated to be in the interim. It's when he'd like to have that discussion.
Okay.
As far as I understand, isn't that correct, Al?
Madam Chair, for the record, Al Elkins, OHA, that's what I understand as well.
Okay. So. Well, what I don't want to do is delay this if we can't get a conclusion and just to appoint another interim work group to look at an issue. I think we have to address this issue, so... yes.
But, so I think what I hear you saying is the work group would be a two-step work group.
First,
I think under the good offices of Representative Burley is to determine, is there common ground to proceed now with this portion of it? There either is or there isn't. They're going to report back to us.
Right.
And that tells us what we're doing with this bill. And then step two is if there is not common ground, or even if there is common ground, there are other issues that there needs to be an interim group to work on.
Well,
am I correct here?
You are correct. Does that work for everyone?
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Does that work for you, Phil? All right. Well, then what we'll do is appoint a work group with Representative Burley, and he's going to be in communication with Senator Beyer and this group of individuals. And we'll try to, how long do you think you need to report back?
How about by next Wednesday? We'll get together and start working on it.
That would be great. Thank you.
Well, Madam Chair,
yes.
Having been one of the individuals, I think maybe Representative Roblin or somebody else trying to craft this, I mean, my strong recommendation to all the parties involved is if Representative Burley says this is the time and place we're going to meet, if you want to be at the table, you need to be here.
Thank you.
Point well taken.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you very much. We'll close the work session on half of the 29-29. And committee, we are completed our agenda for the day, so we will adjourn and we will meet on next Wednesday at 9 o'clock. And we'll start doing Senate bills. We'll adjourn.